Now, the rest of the story. Wilmer Stoltz. He was an aviator in the days when aviation was a little frightening and a lot of fun, and enormously popular. Lindbergh's transatlantic solo in 27 was the main reason for all of the excitement. It stimulated the imaginations of the earthbound. It inspired daring in the flyers who would follow in Lindy's prop wash, and thus tantalized was Bill Stoltz. For although he was too late to become the first man to fly the Atlantic alone, the challenge to make that crossing was undiminished for him. And then in the summer of 1928 came the opportunity to meet that challenge. Bill's closest friends, many of them at least, were horrified. Bill must not attempt such a rigorous adventure, they warned, because they thought they knew the rest of the story. That Bill Stoltz was in the middle of another challenge in his life, a struggle he seemed to be losing, a battle with alcoholism. Already Bill was openly downing more than a fifth of brandy a day, and more in secret. And what alarmed people who knew him was the possibility that he would stash booze aboard his plane and start sipping somewhere between here and there over nowhere. It only slightly relieved the apprehension of his friends when Bill announced that he would be taking another man along with him, a crack flight mechanic named Louis Slim Gordon. So it would not be a solo flight after all. Not in the strictest sense. But that didn't matter much to Bill. He would be at the controls from takeoff to landing. It would be his flight, his accomplishment, his dream would come true. The tough part was waiting. Waiting for the weather to clear up in Trepassey Bay, Newfoundland. Each passing day of no-go, Bill grew increasingly restless and increasingly drunk. But when the skies opened on Sunday, June 17, Bill somehow managed to sober up and climb into his plane and stay sober, even joyously so, for 20 hours and 40 minutes, just in time to reach Burryport, Wales, with less than 1 hour's fuel remaining in the tank. As Slim Gordon would later attest, from start to finish, Bill Stoltz flew brilliantly. Again, Bill Stoltz was alone at the controls, flying brilliantly. If only he could just have stayed aloft indefinitely, how happily different his life might have been. But sooner or later, we all come back to Earth, and for Bill Stoltz, that was the roughest trip of all. Returning to the United States by ship, ignored by the media, despite his accomplishment, Bill, his pride gone again, drank himself into a stupor every day and every night. And less than a year later, he killed himself in a plane crash, apparently unintentionally. So Bill Stoltz went out with a bang, yet he died a nobody. Not even his transatlantic flight had won him the acclaim he deserved. For you see, there was a third person aboard during that crossing, a passenger who did not fly. Understand this, not 1 mile of the way did that passenger take the plane's controls. And yet that passenger received all of the attention and robbed Bill Stoltz of his hard-earned applause. For in June of 1928, the whole world hailed Amelia Earhart as the first woman ever to fly the Atlantic. And that is so. Only now, you know the rest of the story.